It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Bro, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off the program this morning with a wonderful collaboration between Willie Dixon and Coco Taylor. Dixon essentially discovered Coco Taylor back in 1961. He actually secretly recorded her. They had a jam session one day in his basement. He recorded it, and a year later, he gave Coco Taylor her first album and a $25 royalty check. And in 1964, he brought her into the Chess Studios, got a contract for her there, produced and wrote almost all of her recordings with Chess Records. She had two albums out with Chess in the 60s. Here she is from 1967 with Willie Dixon, both on vocals, doing a number called Insane Asylum.
Come back to me, darling. What in the world are you doing here? Then the little girl raised up her head. Tears were streaming down from her eyes. And these are the things that the little girl said.
Mickey Thomas here on KRVS with his rendition of the Willie Dixon composition, Red Rooster, one that Dixon wrote for Howling Wolf many years ago. And Dixon wrote quite a number of the classic blues recordings of the Chicago blues recordings of the 1950s. Hoochie Coochie Man, I Just Want to Make Love to You, Evil, Spoonful, I Ain't Superstitious, Backdoor Man, My Babe, Bring It On Home. The list just goes on and on and on. We heard, of course, Willie Dixon with Coco Taylor, just prior to hearing Mickey Thomas. We heard Coco and Willie doing a number called Insane Asylum, again, from a performance or recording produced by Willie Dixon, which he did quite a bit for Coco Taylor back in those days. That was done back in 1967. Sort of fun to hear some of his later recordings, post-1950s. We have a case in point here, a tune that some musicologists claim was Willie Dixon's favorite composition, one he composed and recorded in 1981. Here is Willie Dixon here on KRVS with a number called It Don't Make Sense, You Can't Make Peace.
Blind with other men.
looking, but he sure do love me hard. He's a killer dealer. Yes, he's a killer dealer. Yes, he's a killer dealer. And it satisfies my soul. May not know ABCs, but he's got everything up. Life, we have lots of fun. He's a killer dealer. Yes, he's a killer dealer. Well, he's a killer dealer, and he satisfies my soul. Yes, he's a killer dealer.
Shirley Johnson from a 2002 release. That was a title track to her disc Killer Dealer. And the title track was written by Willie Dixon, whom we heard just prior to Shirley Johnson. We heard Willie Dixon from what is now a compact disc, the original Wang Dang Doodle. Willie Dixon doing his composition of 1981, It Don't Make Sense If You Can't Make Peace. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS, how about one more Willie Dixon composition? This one recorded by Howling Wolf in 1963. Howling Wolf with 300 Pounds of Joy.
Well, all you girls think the days are done. You don't have to worry, you can have your fun. Look what you get. You've been bending and hiding right behind his back, and you got your mane that you don't like. Baby, have a real good time.
what's it good? Again.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
Man.
Taj Mahal backed up by Los Lobos from the album Maestro. Taj Mahal doing a cover of TV Mama. And before we heard Taj here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Howling Wolf. Wolf from 1963 doing Willie Dixon composition, 300 Pounds of Joy. Howling Wolf was a very big man, like he said in another one of his songs. He wasn't fat. He was just very, very big, very imposing figure. And he had, of course, Hubert Sumlin on guitar on that track, and also Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy and Hubert both on guitars on that number. And you are listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to take a look now at some of the music going on around the area. This evening, the Pits and the Mumbles both play Blue Moon Saloon. The Botanist, Circus Genetic, and Riposter at Grand Street Dance Hall. Walter Jr. plays E. Monelli. Logan Swallow will be at Backstage Bar and Grill. Yvette Landry and Richard Como are at McGee's Landing tonight. Lerone Rubin plays Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys will play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, the Nolans Johnnies will be in town performing at Blue Moon Saloon. There's a Cajun Jam tomorrow afternoon at Vermilionville. T-Mond will play McGee's Landing tomorrow evening. Q and the Wrecking Crew will be playing blues at Backstage Bar and Grill tomorrow night. Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie will be at Grand Street Dance Hall. And the Gypsy Sticks that perform at the Wild Salmon. High Performance will be at La Poussière and Bro Bridge. And Kevin Nakhan, the Austin Playboys, will be playing Liberty Theater in Eunice tomorrow night. On Sunday, there are three bands playing at Grand Street Dance Hall. Also, Zydeco Ray will be at Randall's, a Huval family band at Pombrose. And Leroy Thomas and Zydeco Roadrunners play for a Bal de Dimanche at Vermilionville Sunday. And Monday, there's a Bluegrass Jam at Cité des Arts. Tuesday night, Songwriters Night at Artmosphere. Also, Songwriters Night at Oasis Sports Bar and at Backstage Bar and Grill. And Tuesday night's the night for a Jazz Jam at Bisbano's. Right now, we're going to listen to some Texas blues talent, different generations. First, back to August of 1951 with one of the most innovative blues guitarists ever. Here is T-Bone Walker.
Hey, pretty baby, come on, let's go. Tell your other boyfriend that you don't want him anymore. Yes, pretty baby. As any gal can be. Too. I would do almost anything that you want me to do. Yes, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. And you're just as fine as any gal can be. I heard about you, baby, a long time ago. Take you any place I'll go. Say, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. And you're just as fine as any gal can be.
Thank you. really on. Prices are high now, darling. All the good jobs are gone. So I would say, baby, things ain't what they used to be. Better get you a job now, baby. Tired of you worrying me.
Kim Wilson on blues harp and vocals from his 1993 release, Tiger Man. His rendition of The Hustle is On. Kim Wilson, of course, one of the founding members of the Austin-based band, Fabulous Thunderbirds, and a really, really good blues musician in his own right. This is from one of two discs he had out, solo discs he had out on Antone's Records during the 1990s. And the tune, of course, was recorded way back in the 1950s by T-Bone Walker, and we heard T-Bone from the 1950s. Doing a number called Welcome Blues. That one actually, again, recorded in 1951. One of the architects, major architects of modern blues. He was one of the first artists to use electric guitar in blues performances. And we have next here on KRVS another Texas blues man. This time Floyd Dixon, originally from Marshall, Texas. Like a number of other artists back in the, post-World War II years, mid to late 1940s, he moved out to the West Coast. In the early 50s, he recorded Hey Bartender for Modern Records, and that tune, of course, was later revived by the Blues Brothers. Dixon himself got burned out on the music scene and was finally talked back into recording. Back in the mid-90s, he did a disc for Alligator Records called Wake Up and Live. From that disc, Floyd Dixon on piano and vocals with a number called You Know That'll Get It.
When a man look mad like he wanna fight, throw a 45 in his face and he'll be all right. Oh, you know that'll get it. Oh, you know that'll get it. Yes, you know that'll get it.
you go.
Late Fort Worth, Texas blues shouter. That was Robert Ely from the mid-90s from the disc Turn Out the Lights. Ely with One Love, One Kiss. He had Tone Sumner and Coco Montoya on guitars behind him on that number. He's got some great musicians backing him up on this disc. His career, basically for the latter part of his life, centered around his musical career anyway, around singing in a club in Fort Worth called A New Bluebird. He eventually bought the club himself, Robert Ely. He was preceded by another Texan. We heard Floyd Dixon, the late Floyd Dixon, from a disc called Wake Up and Live from the mid-1990s. Dixon on piano and vocals doing a number called You Know That'll Get It. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
From Oakland, California, here is E.C. Scott.
His teeth at home, he stands out in the crowd. He's got a look that'll make the disco era proud. You know when he's coming, cause his cologne is talking loud. He said if it's broke, don't fix it, just let it lay around. Oh, he's got no shame, y'all, a master of no trade. Don't need to be with. He's a first cousin to
There's no helping a that-a-do man. He said his daddy was a hard-working man. Said he mind him so, cause he had a plan. He worked once, sometimes 2 hours, and got paid. Said, son, don't finish the job, you'll have work another day. Oh, that day will never come, y'all. So don't hold your breath. He's the kind of guy you don't need to be with. He's the first kind to do a make a man kiss. Your precious deposit could take you to raise his hand. There's no helping a that to do, man. It's 9 o'clock and the kids are fast asleep. My that-a-do man is making love to me. Just before I reach my feet, that that-a-do man has fallen fast asleep. Oh, he's really hot, yo, if you're into cold meat. There's no helping a that-a-do man. My that-a-do man. My that-a-do man. That pitch is crooked. You're going to have to turn it back the other way.
What? The left. Oh,
what?
Oh, that better be.
Look, I thought you were remodeling. How in the hell can you only carpet with one side of the room?
Well, you only walk on one side at a time.
What?
You know, I figure that'll do.
That'll do. Look here, you're supposed to be painting. You only got the doors painted. What happened to the other half of the house?
I forgot to go back to the store to get more paint. That'll do for now.
Who in the hell are you talking to that'll do?
Oh, baby, please.
Hey, yeah, my that'll do. Can fix your washing, make your clothes dry real good. Said he's a mechanic, but don't let him under your hood. That'll do, man. Yeah, and I know about that other stuff you're falling asleep on me. You think, what do you think I'm up to right here? That'll do, man. I need a man that's continuous. That'll do, man. One that'll stay up as long as I'm up. That'll do, man. One that knows how to fix it. What is wrong with you? I am really tired of this kind of mess. That'll do, man.
Better that you wait. Better if
Love Will. Music from Susan Tedeschi. Susan on guitar and vocals from her disc Back to the River. That one came out in 2008. Before we heard Susan here on KRVS, we heard E.C. Scott from her disc The Other Side of Me. And that one came out in 2003. E.C. Scott on vocals doing a number called That'll Do Man. Susan Tedeschi really came to national attention back in 1998 with her album, or compact disc, Just Won't Burn. And that disc also really helped out the career of a young Sean Costello. Costello was one of the featured guitarists on that disc, and he had already recorded his own first disc at the age of 16. Here is Sean Costello at 16 from the disc Call the Cops. Costello on guitar and vocals doing a cover of the old Sonny Boy Williamson tune Sail On.
dark. Now in the dark, in the dark, I get such a thrill. When he presses his fingertips upon my lips, and he begs me to please keep still in the dark. Left behind, just let them dance. We're gonna find romance, Lord, in the dark.
From 1967, that was Nina Simone on piano and vocals in the dark. She was preceded by Sean Costello. We heard the late Sean Costello from 1996, I believe it was, that he recorded that. From the disc Call the Cops, Sean on guitar and vocals doing the Sonny Boy Williamson tune Sail On. And quite tragically, Sean died in 2008, April of that year, a day before his 29th birthday, died of a drug overdose. What a loss. What a fine talent. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. And this program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. We'd like to thank all of you out there who supported us last year with financial contributions. Those of you who are not yet members or maybe have let your membership lapse, please consider rejoining us or joining us for the first time, whatever it may be. We cannot bring these programs to you without public support, both financial and in numbers. We need all the members we can get. And if you'd like to pledge your support to KRVS, you can do so securely online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 with a track from Buddy Guy's brand new disc, so stay tuned for that. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to go out to the Pacific Northwest. Music from Mary Flower and from her disc Misery Loves Company. Really, really great, great guitarist. She's going to do a number for us called Scrapper's Blues, which presumably refers to Scrapper Blackwell, the guitarist for Leroy Carr back in the 20s and 30s. Scrapper's Blues, Mary Flower, to take us up to news time.